Hey.
Oh, we're going. Happy Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You caught me off guard that time. I didn't know where we were going.
I didn't either. I was like looking and I was like, yeah, volume's up.
Okay.
Hey, it's your host. I'm the Iron Hombre.
Iron Hombre, that's dope. That's hard.
I'm just missing a sombrero and that would have been hilarious.
I'm Ahab John Lennon.
Ahab John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's something. My my onboard system, you know how Iron Man has Jarvis?
Mm-hmm.
I have Jose. Excuse me, senor.
When you do something wrong, he says, no, senor.
No, senor. No, no correct.
Batman like, approaching.
Hold on, let me dig this off real quick. Hey, welcome to, what is this episode, 43? 45. I'm over here, I'm 43.
I'm wearing mine for the whole podcast. I'm locked in.
I feel it. It's because I'm blind and my hair messed up, whatever. Anyway, episode... Jesus Christ, 45. That's okay. What Iron Man has to go through. Take all that shit off. Anyway, episode 45 of the Not All Here podcast. Welcome back. We took this basically turned into like a bi-weekly podcast.
I like it because
it gives more time.
Yes, I feel like we have things to talk about.
Oh yeah, definitely. So it's a bi-weekly podcast. But welcome back. Thanks to everybody who's still tuned in, because I'll be looking at the numbers and stuff and people still be tuned in.
Oh yeah,
so, yeah.
Thank y'all. I'm surprised. Yeah.
I know I said a long time ago we broke 1,000 mm-hmm. a while back, and then I think we're on the way to like 1,500.
Okay.
If I remember right.
Okay.
And so we're getting there, just slowly but surely moving on up. But I guess this is the Halloween episode.
Yes.
Halloween, because literally when we're recording this, it's Saturday the 30th, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Are people doing Halloween today or tomorrow? Like, when are kids getting candy?
I think it's, to be honest, I think it started on Friday.
I know it's supposed to be the 31st, but sometimes they change it for like Saturdays. Cities do that.
Yeah. Sometimes they do it, I guess, because they want to designate like, you know, this day is the day that kids get to go.
Or... I'm asking because I have to put up a sign on our front door that just says no. We did that last year and it worked.
Oh, for real?
In previous years, you know, so the first year I moved to Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
I forgot about Halloween.
Mm.
And then
oh,
kids showed up at the door and I was like, oh, crap. So I had to like go through the house, bro. I think I gave out Pop-Tarts.
Oh, my God.
I gave out bags like chips.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
And then it was getting bad. I was going to have to start giving out like canned goods or something. So then the second year I was here.
Uh-huh.
I think I went to the store and bought candy.
Okay.
And then gave it out, and kids went through that candy fast.
Fast.
And
yeah.
I just spent money on these kids. I don't know who they are.
Like, yeah, these aren't my kids.
So I'm like, next year I felt like the Grinch. I was like, oh no, I just got to put That's up a hilarious. Sign that says no on the
Sorry,
front door.
No candy. That's hilarious. Yeah. I think luckily I live in an apartment here, so unless for some reason the apartment is
The kids might go.
No, they got to get access to get in first.
But no, are there kids that live here?
To be honest, I haven't seen a kid, to be honest.
What the hell?
I've never seen a kid.
Is this a cult?
I don't know.
There's no kids in here?
There might be, but it's just like, I never see them. So to be honest, now the thing about it, because sometimes at night I'd be hearing people run upstairs
uh-huh.
and maybe those are kids. But I literally have never seen
a kid.
Not around here.
That's spooky, bro.
That is spooky. Almost like they're not allowed to be here.
This is Camp Crystal Atlanta.
Camp Crystal Kid Atlanta, where they get snatched up.
So I did some research.
Okay.
I got the history of Halloween. Do we want the history of Halloween?
Yeah. How did Halloween start?
Halloween started in the 1700s at a place called Camp Crystal Lake.
All right. Are you serious?
No.
Oh, I was like, Jesus, that's a real thing?
It is actually a real location.
Mm.
It's a real place.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't do a lot of research on that, but I know it's a real place. Okay. Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain.
Mm.
Yep.
Samhain.
The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago, mostly in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France. They celebrate their new year on November 1st. Huh. So this day marked the end of summer and the harvest. And the end of summer, so basically harvesting and, you know, getting crops and all that.
Uh-huh.
And the beginning of the dark, cold winter, a time of the year that was often associated with human death. Think about how bad times were back then.
They were really
when it
bad.
Gets cold, they were just like, oh, shit, people are going to die.
That's wild.
It's not like that now.
No.
But yeah, so where was I? Associated with human death. They believed that on the night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred.
Whoa.
On the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain, which when it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. Mm. In addition to causing trouble and damaging crops, Celts thought that the presence of the otherworldly spirits made it easier for the Druids or Celtic priests to make predictions about the future. For a people entirely dependent on the volatile nature of the world, these prophecies were an important source of comfort during the long, dark winter. So wow. They really relied on crops.
Yeah.
And when it got cold, they were like, shit, crops are going to die. You know, we're all going to die. It's just going to get fucked up. Hey, predict the future. Let's predict the future.
Yeah.
And let's make everybody feel better. Like oh, we're not going to die.
Trying to raise morale.
Yeah. So to commemorate the event, Druids built huge sacred bonfires where people gathered to burn crops and animals as sacrifices.
Wow.
To the Celtic deities.
Huh.
During the celebration, Celts wore costumes typically consisting of animal heads and skins.
Wow.
And attempted to tell each other's fortunes.
That's
so
crazy.
I guess that's how dressing up came to be.
Kind of putting on these costumes, you know, to look like something else, or I guess praised like their deity or whatever.
And then they were like, hey, your year is going to be great, buddy.
Exactly.
Tell each other's fortunes.
That's wild.
Kind of, which is a very strange thing.
Yeah.
There's also more to it, but I thought that was the most interesting part.
Mm-hmm.
It also ties in with another event from another culture on November 1st, but that's the furthest back one.
Okay.
Now, this is also interesting. So the part of going door to door asking for candy, like trick or treating, is like an American thing.
Oh, okay.
That happened over here. So
really?
That didn't really originate over there.
I wonder who was the first like kid or like the first person that came.
I'm about to tell you.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to tell you.
I was like curious. I was like, I wonder who created it.
So in the second half of the 19th century, America was flooded with new immigrants. These new immigrants, especially the millions of Irish fleeing the Irish potato famine, helped to popularize the celebration of Halloween nationally.
Wow.
Borrowing from European traditions, Americans began to dress up in costumes and go house to house asking for food or money.
Oh, okay.
They were poor. They didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And they were kind of going around begging for food and money. This is a practice that eventually became today's trick-or-treat tradition. Also, young women believed that on Halloween, they could divine the name or appearance of their future husband by doing tricks with yarn, apple pairings, or mirrors.
It's so wild.
Kids and poor people would go door-to-door asking for money, and then women would try to be sexy or be witchy to get a husband.
Wow. Nothing's changed. No. No.
So how crazy is that?
That's crazy. It's crazy how things evolve for it to start like that. But it makes sense. I guess what probably would happen when they first started doing it, like you said, you know, they were asking for money and like food.
Yeah.
After a while, somebody along the pipeline was like, hey, we got to get them away from money and food, so let's give them candy.
They were like, hey, the meat and potatoes, that's the expensive shit. They can't have that.
Uh-huh.
Give them the candy.
Exactly.
Get them out of here.
That's wild. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That shit's super, super, super wild. But, you know, it's crazy how that evolved. I wonder if back then, I don't know if it said anything. Was it adults that were asking it or more so kids?
I think it was both.
Both?
But
okay.
What they would do, they would send the kids to the door. Please, sir, may I have a bowl of porridge?
So exactly. So it's like a little kid, yeah.
Oh, you might not want to give Brad with a big mustache
of
a
course.
Bowl of porridge. Brad, go out there and work for your porridge.
Wow.
But little Timothy.
That makes sense. You feel sorry for the kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. But that makes sense. That's crazy.
Also, didn't know this either. Halloween is America's second largest holiday.
First being Christmas?
First is Christmas.
I knew it.
The second, in terms of money, like commercial holiday, is Halloween.
Wow. I would have thought like Thanksgiving or like...
Or Valentine's Day or Easter or, you know.
I don't know about Easter, but...
I mean, people spend money.
True.
Yeah.
True. I definitely understand Christmas being number one.
Yeah, Christmas is number one.
I feel like this was going to happen. As soon as October 31st turns into November 1st, 12:01 a.m. or 12 a.m., mm-hmm. literally all these Christmas things are about to start coming at you, even though we still have Thanksgiving coming up.
I've already started getting hearing Christmas music.
Oh, really?
You know, the doing reviews. I get,
oh, yeah. Christmas people are like, reviews. Hey, it's Christmas time. Yeah. That's crazy. But that's super dope. Did you hear about the incident that happened in New York school and recently?
No.
So I'm going to read something.
This is Halloween related?
Halloween related. Mm. Halloweeny. So it says, Squid Game costumes banned at New York schools after students replicate games at recess.
Oh, I like it.
It says New York's Fayetteville Manilis District Superintendent Dr. Craig Tice banned Halloween costumes based on Squid Game after students began mimicking the show's violent games.
And what were they doing?
It didn't really go into depth, I think. Let me see. Do I have any more? It didn't go into depth. I think they were just imitating the games that they saw in the show.
What if they were on top of the jungle gym?
Yo.
And then they were pushing each other off.
Jesus, I wouldn't be surprised. Kids are wild. But it makes you think. I wonder, when they played the game, I wonder how, you know, of course, in the show, if you've seen Squid Games, when you get eliminated by getting shot and you killed.
No, you just spoiled it for everyone.
Oh, my God. But
spoiler alert.
But you die, basically.
No, you don't.
You don't die. You go to a nice little playground. No. I wonder how the kids got, like, you're out.
What?
They, like, pelt them with rocks or what
you
they
did. You got to push somebody off the jungle gym.
Jesus Christ. These kids are wild.
Yeah.
But that was, like, interesting. I wanted to ask. I saw something, too, actually related to this. Hmm? I was looking at on Eventbrite. You know, Eventbrite's the place you look for events around your city, or just you can look for anywhere. And I was looking for Halloween related stuff because I was trying to find, like, I wonder what's going on around Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And tell me why there was a Squid Game event.
I saw the flyer.
It was like, I think $5,000 for the winner.
It sounds kind of fun.
But like the I wonder, hold on, can I look up the
I saw the flyer.
The flyer is like, I'm not gonna lie, it looks a little fake.
Well they had rappers. If it's the same flyer, I think they had rappers' heads replacing like the...
Was it?
Yeah, I think T.I. was on the flyer.
Hold on, is this a thing? Oh, I just came across... What? I actually just ran across something else here, guys. I just discovered something
this
new.
This is live.
This is live. I'm discovering it. It says Squid Game Immersive Experience Atlanta, and it's happening at State Farm Drive. I don't think it's the arena, but it says... ATL, take this brown business card as your invitation to compete for a colossal cash prize. Didn't say how much.
Dang.
Inspired by the TV sensation, you will race against the clock and battle with other players to be the ultimate winner. The rounds will be basically like the games, red light, green light, Dalgona candy, like the little, if you remember the thing, tug of war, and so on and so forth. And so it says there's going to be 200 players. Per 2 hours for this. Wait, 200 players per 2 hours for this limited event. So you're competing against 200 other people, but I saw a different one that looked almost like, I don't think it's real because the description even sounded fake, where it was like, this is where we are doing exactly like the Squid Games. And I was like, this sounds real suspect, but it was here in Atlanta and I'm pretty sure it's probably happened in other places too, but it was just wild because they were like, I think it was only one event. It wasn't like, you know, 200 people play once and then another 200. It was just like one. Mm. And they're like, if you make it to the end, you win $5,000.
I'm down.
I don't know.
Crate challenge.
The crate challenge. That, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if that was in there. This is an old classic. The crate challenge that came out in 2021. But it was wild. I remember I was reading it and I was just like, I would have never come across this had I not been on Eventbrite. Or whatever, and been on there.
I saw it. My homies sent it to the group chat.
Oh, he was like...
They were like, yo, you need to go. I'm like, you know what? If I wasn't a hermit, I would go.
That's hilarious.
I don't like going places.
That's... Yeah, no, I get that. And that's real wild. So then let me ask you this. So let's say by chance that they personally invite you and like, Jay, we'll give you $1,000 just to show up.
Oh, I'm there.
Okay, but my thing is... What's your strategy? Like, are you going in there? Do you trust anybody? Or are you kind of like, you're like, at the end of the day, I need to win. I need to make it.
If it's the games from the show, I know what to do now.
Okay. Let's say what it is, but then you also got to play on teams, right? So are you going to be like a team player? Or are you just kind of like, do you really put your trust in anybody?
No. These are strangers, right?
Of course. That's how the games were played.
Anyone.
No one. I get that.
Solo.
I'd be the same way. I'd be kind of be like, but at the same time, I probably, me knowing me, I'd be like, look, y'all, we all got to win.
I'd find the oldest man in the room.
You're the one who created it.
They're not going to hurt you.
They're not going to kill you. So I got to stay around you. That's hilarious. There was also another Halloween thing that I saw. Let's see if I can find it. It says, this is also related to Halloween because it's kind of spooky. Mm. It says, 1,000-year-old mask found in Peruvian tomb was painted with human blood.
Mm.
That's what it says, right? It says, scientists analyzed a red paint sample on a gold mask found in a middle Sican elite tomb in Peru. They discovered its pigment was made from a mix of cinnabar, human blood, and bird egg proteins, potentially symbolizing a life force intended to promote rebirth. And scientists kind of, they pulled it from the tomb, so it's not in the tomb anymore.
Cinnabar?
Cinnabar. It says C-I-N-N-A-B-A-R. Or is that cinnabar?
Was that Egyptian cinnamon?
I don't know.
That's, cinnamon, blood, and bird egg?
It was...
That's a hell of a combo.
Yeah, bird egg protein. That's what it says. And it's funny because I'm reading like comments and some people are like, put it back. But
they found it in a tomb.
They found it in a tomb in Peru. And kind of, would you, if you...
Oh, I said Egyptian. Peru.
Peru. If you found a mask like that, would you take it?
Of course.
You would take it?
You got to put it on.
Oh, my God.
You got. I need some superpowers or something, man. I need a left turn for my life.
You're like, anything's better than this.
I need something, man.
That, I get it.
Let me be Jim Carrey the mask for a year, you know what
Jim
I'm saying?
Jim Carrey the mask. Oh, man, that's crazy. That'd be dope if you had a mask like that. I forgot all about that movie.
Did you know that was actually based on a comic?
What's
it? It's a graphic novel.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And the comic is way, like, bloodier and, like, wilder.
Oh, word? Yeah. So they just kind of, like, PG'd it?
They PG'd it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm not surprised, though, because, like, in that movie, there's, like, moments where you're like, okay, this is... You know, for the adults a little bit, but it's, you know, kids can still have fun because they don't know no better. That's crazy. There was, I have some more stuff. This is basically like topics that I found online.
Halloween.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, do you remember the last costume you put on for Halloween? Was it when you were a kid?
Probably right now.
Right now? Oh, yeah. Well, besides this one. Do you remember the last thing you dressed up as?
The last thing. Do you have one?
I think the last one, I'm not going to lie, I'd probably be canceled for it today.
Oh, shit.
It was I was dressed up as a Rastafarian.
Really?
Yeah.
You were Bob Marley.
Yeah, I was Bob Marley, basically. I just had like these fake, you know, those hats that have like the fake dreads on it?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was that or like a hippie. It was in college. And I had on a tie-dye shirt and I had like that and I was just walking around with that. Real simple.
I didn't do Halloween like a whole lot. I did have this one thing where it was like a hat,
mm-hmm.
like a, not a top hat, but you know, the hats that have the brim like this.
Oh yeah.
And then my mom put these devil horns on this. It was like homemade. So she these devil horns and then I had yarn hair.
Mm.
And it's funny because I kept the hat and I would wear it even like not for Halloween, you know what I mean? Just wear it just to wear it. And I still have that hat somewhere.
Do you remember what the costume was?
It was just that hat.
It was just so and it was like a devil cowboy. No.
Yeah, it's just a homemade devil.
A homemade devil boy.
It's like I don't think I experienced Halloween in the same way most people did.
Because you're from the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's like my house is like
nobody near it.
On the right side, the next house is like half a mile away. On the left side, the next house is like miles and miles away.
Wow.
So we never trick-or-treated in the area. The houses are too spread out. You can't walk house to house.
Yeah, you had to go to like...
We would drive to like Marion and like go trick-or-treat in somebody else's hood. You know what I mean? You couldn't trick-or-treat where I was from.
Wow.
So I didn't even do it a whole lot. Sometimes as kids, they would have a... I don't know if your area did this,
mm-hmm.
but at the gym...
Oh,
they would have like a little Halloween celebration thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they would have like little booths and then you could walk around and get candy trick or that treat. Way.
Yeah, we kind of had something like that. I don't think it was at a gym, but it was, I think most of the time it'd be at schools and it'd be a trunk or treat.
Mm.
And so you'd have different cars and the trunks would be decorated in
I've
the
never
back.
I've done that.
Yeah, and kind of like the same thing where it's just different cars decorated and kids, you know, I guess as a way to be safer, they would just go from trunk car to car getting candy.
So did you do Halloween like every year?
I think as a kid, yeah, for the most part. And then as I got older, I kind of slowly started to be like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. Right. And so I think, I'm trying to remember like all the costumes that I had, because like I think the last costume I ever wore was that like hippie slash Rastafarian or whatever. And then, but before that, like, I don't think I remember what I was. I remember one year wanting to be Bowser from Mario. And like, I saw somebody dress up as it and I was like, yo, that shit look dope. They had like a homemade shell and everything. I was like, yo, this shit is amazing.
I can't think of my costumes, yo. I think I have a picture of me as a pirate once and a picture of me. I was like an Indian. My mom made like this homemade, really nice, like Indian costume.
Damn, bro. That's cancelable today. No.
I guess you can't be an Indian anymore.
Native American? Or were you talking about an Indian?
No, a Native American.
Yeah, it'd be funny if there was.
Are you not allowed to say Indians?
No, no, no. I think it depends. Like some people actually probably take offense to it, but.
Oh. No, you can't say it with twang.
No, you can't. No, exactly. But yeah, because I mean, back in the day, that's what, you know, that's what we kind of call Native Americans, Indians, because the movies depicted them as like, you know, kind of like these guys with arrows, horses. They're all for the land and shit like that.
Well, I mean, that's how it used to be.
True. Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. Let's ask an Indian. No. But I was going to ask, have you ever had any scary stories like or scary things happen? I think I remember one. I think you might have said it on the podcast.
I told a ghost story on the podcast. That's the only time I thought I might have saw a ghost.
It was a guy in a suit, wasn't it?
So we were like 10 miles back in the woods. That's no exaggeration. There's this road. I think it's called 8 Mile Road.
8 Mile
and it's a dirt road.
Eminem.
And there's, so it goes, or is it 18 Mile Road? It's long as hell.
As long as hell.
And there's no way, it's just there and then back, right? There's no in and out. And we were back there, and there was a guy with a powder blue suit. Man just walking on the road. And me and my friends, we got spooked out. So we went on this little side road, and we wanted to wait for him to pass, and he never passed. And then we were looking for him, and we couldn't find him.
Damn, that's crazy. He just disappeared. That's wild.
But it was like 10 or 11 a.m.,
and early in the morning.
Yeah. So you don't really hear about early in the morning ghosts.
Yeah, it's mostly like at night or something like that. That's crazy. Because then I wonder, what is it? Well, he was wearing a powder blue suit. Mm-hmm. Older guy in a powder blue suit. If you're listening,
back in the back in. I highly doubt that.
That's crazy.
I think, in the swamp.
I think I've had maybe like not a few. Well, no, we had another ghost experience. We've actually had one at church.
That was fun. I can't lie. I think my theory. Okay, you go ahead and tell what happened.
So basically like an experience that we had. So it was me, you, Silence, Cat. Was Drew there? I don't know if Drew first was
remember.
There.
I don't think he was.
Or he might have been there. I think. Or no. And then Reloris. We were all there. We were shooting a video at this church. Uh-huh. And we were just, I think it was either a group video or if not, it was a video for you, if I remember. But anyway, we were shooting a video at this abandoned church that, you know, you're not supposed to go in there, but we were like, fuck it, whatever. And next to the church was like something connected, I guess, that used to be part of the church, like offices or just maybe they had like Bible study groups or whatever. We were walking outside trying to find different little spots to shoot parts of the video. And then out of nowhere, we hear a slam. It's like a door slamming, like a steel door slamming or something. And like, it's just, gah. And I want to say it was like, gah, gah, like just going like in a constant beat almost for a little bit. And then it stopped. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was like, yo, what the fuck is that? And then I remember I started to get spooked a little. I was like, what the fuck is this? Because you're thinking like, I haven't seen anybody, you know, I don't know, whatever. And I think you were saying it's like a homeless man or something.
So my theory is we were intruding on a homeless man's house. So maybe he wasn't homeless if that was his house.
Maybe.
Do you become non-homeless when you...
I guess so. I mean, if you have a roof over your head in a way.
But anyway, we would walk around for a little bit and then there'd be another slam.
Yeah, another slam.
And then we might walk to the other side of the building and then we hear like another slam. And it felt like they were coming from different areas.
Yeah.
So I think he was just running around just slamming doors trying to scare us.
But I feel like if that was the case, we would have heard like either do footsteps or we would have heard him running out of breath from like trying to slam all these doors in different locations.
Listen, he's experienced.
He used to be a track runner.
He has practiced being a ghost. I have a theory that ghosts are just homeless people.
That could be something. I mean,
you're going to a spooky abandoned place and something frightens you. It's just a dude in there that was trying to sleep. You know what I mean?
Get these kids out of here.
Get the hell out of my...
Yeah, I remember that experience. And then I think when I was younger, I used to hear like noises that sounded like some sort of animal, which at the same time, I'm not surprised if it is an animal, but it's like, like in the night.
Rats.
Rat. It's a big ass rat.
Oh, dude. I have some really cool audio.
Uh-huh.
I got audio of coyotes. It sounds freaky. I wonder if I played it on here, if it would pick up.
Maybe. Do you have it on you?
Yeah.
That reminds me, because have you ever heard, I think it's either a mountain lion. Them things sound scary as hell at night. Like
bobcats sound.
Bobcats. That's what I was.
Freaky as hell.
Bobcats are real wild. And all these animals that make these crazy ass noises at night, man. I'm not with that.
I recorded this a couple of days ago in Gresham.
Okay. This is a coyote.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. Whoa. Sounds like... Whoa. Oh, Jesus. It's like they're performing a ritual. Was that your dog, like, reacting? Yeah,
that was one of the dogs barking.
He was like, hey, shut that shit up, man.
Sounded kind
of
creepy. I was outside. I was like, what the f-?
It sounds like they're, like, all together, and they're, like, howling, performing some sort of ritual or something like that.
They were talking.
They were talking to the moon.
Yep.
Before we continue this Halloween thing, first of all, them coyotes sounded crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a few topics that I want to run through, because... To me, these are like topics where I'm like, well, this shit happened in the past week or so. First, did you hear about Facebook rebranding?
Meta. What do you think?
I don't know. I wonder if they're, because I saw an article on it, but I can't remember all of it. But I wonder if they're rebranding because of the, lately they've been kind of in the news where, you know, people are like, for example, they had that whistleblower, mm-hmm. you know, the woman who worked in the company was like, oh yeah, they don't take down any, they don't care about the bad stuff that happens. They kind of like leave it in there. They don't really do anything. And so I think they're getting a lot of heat. And so what's happening is Mark Zuckerberg, the charisma man himself, is like, we need to rebrand a little bit to kind of change the image and, you know.
I think Meta is going to be the name of the parent company, similar to how Alphabet is the parent company of Google.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, if you buy Google stock, it's like Alphabet.
Oh. Yeah.
But also, you know, they want to be, do you know about like the stuff they're trying to do with like gaming and like the metaverse? Like they want. You don't know about this?
I think I know like one thing where I think Mark Zuckerberg was talking about the future of social media, of what's going to happen. But other than that, I don't know what everything
else. Facebook wants to be a leader on this. They want to have like, you know, like the Oculus.
Yeah.
Kind of like the VR stuff.
Yeah.
So they basically want it to be like a VR world where then you go hang out with your Facebook friends.
Wow.
And they're going to have it tied in with Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto
is like the first thing they're trying.
That's wild.
And it's actually... it actually might be kind of cool. Like if I could just go on there, pick a few friends, and then we could just
hang out
and play Grand Theft Auto, I guess.
I guess in VR.
I guess it'd be kind
of
cool.
I guess maybe I have to experience it, because I have yet to experience any sort of VR thing ever. And like,
really?
Yeah. And so
you should go to Reverie.
Reverie?
You never been to Reverie?
I've been to Reverie, but I never played any of the games or anything like that, because I was like, I don't want to pay money to play VR.
So why were you in Reverie?
Because there's a bar in there, and it was like hanging out with other friends. Oh. It's like a bar, and like there's a DJ playing music, so we were all just hanging out.
I know that, but I just figured you...
Yeah.
You go in there, you got to play a game.
No, exactly. But it's interesting, because like I don't get the... like I say this with that notion of like I haven't experienced anything, so I'm speaking from, you know, inexperience.
Mm.
And so I'm like, I don't... When it comes to gaming, I don't like the way that it's going, where it's like we want to sort of like immerse ourselves into it even more. It's kind of like sometimes I get a little, upset isn't the right word. I have like a little squabble with graphics always constantly needing to be like the resolution. Like, you know, you have 4K, then we move up to 8K, 16, and it keeps going more and more and more. And I'm like, at what point like, do we stop? Like, or at what point is it good enough? And I guess for me, it's like, I want to always know the difference between playing a game versus like being in a game and can't distinguish reality from the game, if that makes sense. And so the way you're looking at me right now, it's
very old manish.
It might be. And that's what I'm saying. Maybe I should experience VR. And then I change my mind. I'm like, yeah. Well,
VR now, it doesn't feel realistic yet. It still feels a little clunky.
Yeah.
But it's still the stuff I've played, like half of it was fun and half of it was kind of like,
it was all
I don't
right.
want to do this anymore.
It makes sense. I've always wanted to do that thing. It used to be like a thing. I used to see like TikTok videos or like people would do videos of it was like people on a plank board. And they could oversee at the top of a skyscraper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, they
They
get scared. And then they actually, in real life, they like hit something or whatever.
Can I tell you the most fun I had at Reverie?
Yeah, what's that?
The one. So, you know, when you're in there, you choose a whole bunch of different games.
Uh-huh.
The funnest game was a soccer goalie.
Oh, really?
And literally, you're just doing... you're just running, trying to block it. And it's a workout.
Wow.
That was a crazy workout. Really? I was tired as hell.
I know a lot of people play that saber game, you know, the lightsaber game where they hit blocks.
I didn't get to play that one.
So it's like people, I think.
Oh, they keep showing commercials for that.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Beat Saber. I think that's what it's called. And basically, like, you play music, but it's kind of like, in a way, if you remember Dance Dance Revolution, but instead you're like swinging these sabers, hitting these blocks.
I think I might be the opposite of you, yo. I want that shit to be so real, I can't even tell it's not real life.
I
feel like that would be dope. I want that.
I think because I don't know if it's maybe me being paranoid of like, then eventually it's like, well, you know, it's like, well, I guess to me, it just doesn't make sense. I don't understand. I don't know if it's more so I'm scared of it, but it's more so like, why would you want a game to look so realistic that it looks like real life? I don't understand that.
So when you play a video game, you're kind of getting away from the world and you're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the drawback in making that as real as possible? Like, you know, you're playing Legend of Zelda. Why wouldn't you want to be at like Hyrule Castle or like be, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I mean, I guess like, I don't know if I have really like a good answer for that. I guess for me, it's enough. Like the story is enough. Like, for example, I'm actually replaying like Grand Theft Auto 3, like the one that was on PlayStation 2.
Is that Vice City?
And the Vice City was after that.
Okay.
And so, but Grand Theft Auto 3 was like the first one that kind of was on PlayStation 2. And it kind of was like a 3D world.
You're replaying it?
Yeah, because I think that hit me at a point where I was like, wow. Like,
right.
And so it's nostalgic. So I love that, and Vice City and San Andreas and so on and so forth. But like, even though I know the graphics don't look crazy, like to me, I guess maybe it might be nostalgia.
Right.
But like to me, it's I have fun with it enough, even though some people look blocky
right,
or whatever.
Right.
And it's enough for me. I don't need for them to be like, here's some pores that where you can see them and they look like real humans.
Yeah, I feel you.
But I guess maybe for me, maybe I wonder what it's going to be like, and somebody might have an answer for this, but like, let's say we, you know, graphics keep upgrading more and more, better, and eventually get to that point, right? I wonder what the effect on the human it's going to have if you have games like... are you still going to feel the same if you play a game like Call of Duty where you shoot people, but when it looks more realistic, will it have an impact on you? Will it make you feel different than how it feels now?
No.
You don't think so?
I think we're already too desensitized. Mm. I mean, you could turn on TV and go to TNT and True. Watch a guy shoot somebody.
True.
You know what I mean? And then you see blood and it looks real.
Yeah.
I think we're desensitized to that stuff.
I could see that. That definitely makes sense. But anyway, we went deeper than I thought. But we did. But I understand. I think
I get what you're saying though. Like if I take a knife and I cut someone and it looks real, it's like, oh shit, I just stabbed somebody.
And then, you know, I wonder because like it makes me wonder of like, okay, if you do that, then are you desensitized from doing it in real life? So you won't actually.
Yeah, I don't think I want real life blood. But
I feel you. You know, it's just
I get
interesting.
What you're saying now. I get it.
Yeah, and so it's interesting. That's why I think. You know, the uncanny valley where sometimes you can't tell if something's real, kind of like deep fakes where like they're really done well. You're like,
what's uncanny valley?
The uncanny valley is when, to be honest, I'm not going to say this right. Let me look this up real quick.
I've never heard of that.
It's, something to do with like how realistic something is and like, being able to tell whether or not it's real. Cause at a certain point you kind of pass it and you're like, are you, this is too real. I might be saying that on all wrong. The Uncanny Valley is a, oh boy, this is real science-y, is a hypothesized relation between an object's degree of resemblance to a human being and the emotional response to the object.
Oh.
And so the concept suggests that humanoid objects that are imperfectly resemble actual human beings provoke uncanny or strangely familiar feelings of eeriness and revulsion in observers. And so I think it's like, you know, being able to distinguish like, yeah, that's fake versus like it looks so real. You're like, okay, is this real?
Like when people punch a robot and you feel bad for the robot. Why do I feel bad for that robot?
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, it's the same thing, I guess, with animals too. You know,
the Boston Dynamics videos?
Oh, where, yeah,
where they push kick the them. Robots, yeah, and they knock them over?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, stop, leave that robot alone.
It makes sense because it's like, why are you bullying this robot? Even though technically the robot doesn't know it's being bullied. It's just a machine. But
they know.
They know.
They just haven't done anything about it yet.
That's one thing. I'm not going to lie. A part of me gets worried about stuff like that, where it's like eventually like machines like that being like, oh, we remember everything.
We remember, bitch.
And then they just start hunting humans, which actually kind of brings me to another thing I wanted to ask. I don't know if you've seen it yet. Dune came out.
Who?
Dune.
Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Uh-huh. I've seen it. Me and my
don't
girl.
Spoil it.
No, I'm not going to spoil it. We went to the movie theater.
Mm.
And man, I tell you, I enjoyed the movie, even though I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it is aesthetically, and like when you watch it, you're like, wow, this looks great. Like it's how it's shot, the music, the actors. I just don't know a lot about it. I know my mom was a big fan back in the day of the old Dune.
Mm-hmm.
And so she loves that sci-fi stuff. And like, we went to go see it. And I think if you do watch it, go watch it in a movie theater. Because it's one of those that's meant to be watched in a theater.
I think it's on HBO right now.
HBO Max, yeah.
That's the way to go right there.
Yeah, you just watch it on your iPhone. Just watch.
Yeah, just.
But,
I feel you.
But no, it was a good movie. And so I had a good time with it. Yeah, it's funny. Like one thing, it's not a spoiler. Well, let me not say it.
No, don't tell me.
Let me not say it, because you might consider it a spoiler.
Don't tell me.
I'll just hold on to that for the secret episode.
Thank
no.
you.
But yeah, good movie. Have you ever seen the first one?
No.
No?
I heard it wasn't good.
Yeah, it doesn't age well. And do you know the book?
I know of the book, and I've heard the book is kind of hard to get into.
Yeah, the book is so like big, and like it's crazy. Like there's so many. I don't know if it's so many books into one big book, but I think there's a dictionary in the back of the book for you to understand certain terms that they use in the book.
Dang.
Yeah, there's a lot of wild stuff in there, and then the other thing I meant to harp back on like Facebook. So the whole Meta thing, they're actually making a Meta watch. It was leaked that they're trying to make like an Apple-like watch to kind of rival Apple Watch.
Mm.
So that way, I guess, I don't know, you know, you can...
I can check my Facebook on my wrist.
Check your Meta Facebook and see, oh, my Meta friends are on.
No, thank you, Zuckerberg.
You saw those Ray-Bans that he was introducing with that, did you not?
No.
So...
Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
Did you see... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
He had Sweet Baby Ray's sauce.
Yeah, in that video.
What the fuck? Does he have sauce sitting on his bookshelf?
Do you think that was done on purpose? To kind of like get it memed and get it like, look, everybody, look at this. And then they watch the video and get more like accepted of it.
Yeah, that's...
And in this day and age, I'm not surprised of like if it was.
But, okay, what were you saying?
No, hold on. To stay on that Sweet Baby Ray's, I was like, of all places to believe it, you leave it on the shelf. Like, wasn't it above like his desk or something?
I don't know.
Like, why is it up there? It almost seems like it can't just be there. I think he did that on purpose. But no, I was saying, what was it? Hold on, I had it right here. Oh, besides, so they're trying to make a Meta watch. Mm. The Ray-Bans. That's what I was on. So they had this partnership with Ray-Ban, and you know, the shades, those like black shades, they're trying to create a thing where you put them on and it's kind of like a VR immersive experience with social media, I think. And so like it on there too, you can record a video, take a picture, and share it and post it and stuff, and you can get notifications from it. And so it's like trying to be real futuristic.
Google tried that with Google Glasses. Remember that?
Oh, or
was
yeah.
it called Google Glass?
Yeah.
I don't think it ever caught on.
No. I think people thought it was real dumb. And then they just weren't.
I don't know.
Nobody's created a futuristic glasses that's been cool.
Yeah.
You remember Snapchat glasses?
No.
You don't remember that?
What was that?
Oh, my God. It was like basically in a way the same thing as Google Glass, but it was like for Snapchat where you could record video, take a picture and share it, and you just put it on. It wasn't like crazy.
You take it with your...
Yeah, with the glasses. Mm. And you take it, and I think it could upload it. But their glasses were like kind of weird looking, I think. It was like yellow.
I'd want to take selfies like that.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So people would be like, damn, how do you take that?
Oh, yeah, you'd be like, put a 3-second timer. Take three photos. That'd be dope. But another thing that I wanted to talk about, this is not Halloween related. It's, did you hear Fetty Wap? What happened to Fetty?
The FBI got him.
They got him, man. He was trafficking so many. He was trafficking a lot of drugs. Supposedly, not to say that he will get it, but supposedly he could be facing life in prison.
Dang, bro.
Yeah. Somebody was.
Baby.
Damn, it sucks because like that dude had like a crazy rise, but then a crazy fall.
Dang, bro.
He had like I was watching some video real quick. Somebody made a joke that I thought was funny, even though, you know, kind of sucks the situations. And they were like, what is it? He's going to be doing 1738 years in prison.
Oh, shit.
He's going to be doing 1738 years. Baby. Is it 1738?
I think so.
What did that stand for?
Does that mean murder?
Is that murder?
What's the...
Hold on. Let me look this
Google
up.
Google it.
Google.
Hold is on. That is that like the code that police call officers...
No, 187? You talking about 187?
Oh, that's 187.
What
I'm tripping.
What 17? This is live. 38 mean.
Fetty Wap is a... I don't know a lot about him.
It represents his squad in New Jersey, supposedly.
Oh, okay.
So he's from New Jersey. But it's like his squad of homies. That's wild. But I saw that joke and I laughed a little bit. But anyway, yeah, he was drug trafficking. But like, it's crazy because so he had... What was the one big song, the first big song? Do you remember something Queen, wasn't it? Trap Queen. And he had done the song and he was pushing it for like a year. Mm. And then finally it broke and then it, you know, he flew to stardom and he just blew up. And then he had like two or three other songs. I don't know if he ever dropped an album during that time when he kind of blew up. He kind of just had singles. And blew up, but then he kind of surrounded himself with like he didn't have people like looking out for him, and so he was making all this money, and next thing you know people were taking advantage of him, and then I think drugs and alcohol got all whatever, and then he kind of disappeared for a little bit, and I don't know if maybe he had a bad deal too, maybe that happened, but and then I think people were wanting him to come back. I want to say he dropped a song and people were like, okay, bet. He was finishing his album, and then next thing you know the news comes of him trafficking all these drugs. He was I think arrested at Rolling Loud. That's what it was. It was like some Rolling Loud recently.
This is really random.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this year I was on like live with Fetty Wap.
What?
So Rello was on this app.
Uh-huh.
Where it was like you live with people.
Uh-huh.
Right? And yeah. I forget what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But he was doing it, and then boom, it was some girl on there, and she was Fetty Wap's artist.
Oh, okay.
And then Rello ran upstairs. He's like, yo, it's Fetty Wap. And he just put the phone on me like this, and I didn't know what was going on. And I was just like, what's up?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I didn't,
didn't know what to say.
Yeah, I had no clue.
That's hilarious.
That was random as hell.
That's really wild.
Nope.
You know, hopefully, I don't know what else has happened with that whole situation, but hopefully things get worked out. But that's crazy.
Stop trafficking drugs.
Stop
bro.
Trafficking drugs. Stop doing drugs.
I heard it was heroin and fentanyl.
Really?
Fentanyl's that stuff that'll kill you.
That's that stuff that'll...
a little bit of that death sprinkle.
It'll spook you.
You snort that when you want to die. So that's what I told her.
And we're back. Okay.
We got a top five.
Oh yeah.
It's time for the top five.
Dun, 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 dun. That's where like the number five. But anyway. Top five. Halloween edition.
Top five things you want in your Halloween jack-o'-lantern.
Jack-o'-lantern? Oh, your basket. I was like, an actual pumpkin? I was like, what the hell?
Why do they call it a jack-o'-lantern? I should have Googled that.
I think because it's a pumpkin, but then it's a, like a, they carve it out, so it's a lantern, jack-o'-lantern. I don't know where the jack part comes from.
Jack invented it.
Some guy named Jack. Jack Hillsbury.
Carved out a pumpkin. So, E.
Uh-huh.
We're both going to do five.
Okay.
I'm going to start it off. Mm-hmm. You got to have Snickers. You want somebody to put a Snickers in that bag.
Mandatory.
And if it's a full one, that's the best house ever.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about where they give like actual sizes?
Yeah, the real size.
The real size. Jeez, they got money if they're giving out like real size candy like that.
Big time over there.
All right. I agree with that. That is definitely. I'm going to start my list off with, of course, another classic that you got to have in. You got to give these to the kids because they got to enjoy it. The kids who do eat candy. Reese's Cups. Classic.
That was my number two.
Oh, don't you know?
Damn. Fucking classic.
It is a classic. Like, you just, it's probably one of the best candies ever made.
It is. And then you can get one and be satisfied. Uh-huh. I mean, you want to. But if you get one, you know.
And sometimes you got to be careful because, like, so, you know, you have the regular Reese's Cups, right? It's mm-hmm. like two of them. But then you have, I think they have a smaller version, but then you have those little itty bitty ones in like the gold wrapper.
Yeah.
And man, you can get carried away if you eat like one and you got a few of them. You just be like, oh, you know, I just had one. Yeah. Next thing you know, you had 30.
All right. So that was my number two.
Oh, okay.
Well, so it's back to you.
Okay. So then I would say another one. I'd say another classic, and this is more on the sweet side, Skittles.
Bro, that was my number three. God damn. Skittles. Gotta have Skittles in that pack,
gotta
man.
Gotta have Skittles in that thing. It's classic.
And you can get the little teeny packs.
The little teeny packs are probably some of the best where you won't feel guilty for having Skittles.
All right. I'm gonna throw one in extra. Okay. This isn't in my five, but okay. Starburst.
Oh, and I was just thinking about Starburst.
That was your next one?
That was my next one. That's really good because Starburst, it's all good. I don't have a color. Well, no, that's a lie.
You can't go with yellow. Pink is the best.
Actually, like, I think pink and red, yeah. They're close for me. But pink, yeah, definitely. I'm trying to think. So then you said Starburst. I think the next candy that I'm going to say, this is hard. Let me think. Because I'm going to forget some stuff. I'm going to say, I'm trying to think.
You want me to jump in here?
Yeah, jump in there.
Airheads. Oh, I love Airheads.
Forgot about Airheads.
It's just fucking sugar, like a, I don't even know how to describe
it. It's crack in sugar form.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
It's like a sugar tongue.
Let me see. Ooh, I was going to say, well, I don't know how people will feel about this one, but it's just coming to mind. Mm. I'm going to say, ooh, I forgot. I'm over here looking up stuff. All right, I got it. Kit Kat.
I'm not a Kit Kat fan.
Damn, bro.
I'm sorry.
Well, the podcast is over. No.
Lost some followers.
But like, yeah, because you can kind of like the mini Snickers or like the Reese's Cups, they have the Kit Kats that are like just two little bars or whatever. Mm. You'd be happy.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Uh-oh.
Kit Kats are overrated.
Wow. Hot take.
Overrated. Twix is like a Kit Kat that grew up and...
I hate Twix.
Bro.
I hate them.
How do you like Kit Kat? Isn't it the same thing? Twix has caramel, and it's got the little cookie, and it's got the chocolate.
Isn't it?
Kit Kat just has the cookie and the caramel in the chocolate.
I guess I like the chocolate that they use in Kit Kat more than the one that they use in Twix. Isn't Twix one of them is chocolate and one of them is caramel, like a little stick?
What do you mean?
So like one?
The right Twix yeah. and left Twix.
Yeah.
No, they're exactly the same.
Oh, they're exactly the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a marketing thing that they thought was funny. Oh,
gotcha. No, I don't like them.
Dang, man.
So hold on. Did you say
you know what I want to try?
What's that?
In China, they have a million different Kit Kat flavors.
Oh yeah,
they have like weird flavors over there that are supposedly really good that we don't have over here.
Mm, I get that. So wait, are you saying then Twix? Is that your next one?
No.
Okay. I said Kit Kat, and then you know.
Okay, this is my fifth one. This is a weird one.
Okay.
But if you get this from a house, it's the best house ever.
Uh oh.
Candied apples. Remember candied apples?
Like an actual apple that's... Yeah. Do you remember those? Yeah, I do remember that.
I remember I got those for Halloween a couple times.
They got money.
And I was just like, oh my God.
Was it like a regular size apple?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
You know the candy apples that they sell at fairs?
Yeah, the little stick. Wow.
I haven't had those in forever. I wonder what they taste like as an adult.
That's a good question. Wow. Okay, I forgot about that. My last one is going to be an old classic, because I still eat some of this today. Not as much, just because I don't be eating sweets like that anymore. But M&M's. But M&M's with the peanut.
Yeah, I agree.
Not the regular. Those are still good.
Regular's a little overrated.
Oh, it is overrated. You need the ones with the peanut.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones. A1. I was going to say some honorable mentions, because I was looking at a list here.
Candy corn.
Oh, boy. I hate candy corn. I don't like it.
Can I tell you what I like that people hate on?
What's that?
Smarties.
I was actually thinking about that earlier.
You like Smarties?
I like Smarties. They're actually pretty good. Honorable mention. I don't know if you ever had this. Crunch Bar.
I've never had Crunch Bar.
Honorable mention, like Crunch Bar. It's a little bit different, but it's not top 5. Maybe top 10 or top 15.
Honorable mention, Butterfinger.
Man, I used to love Butterfingers, and then something happened where I kind of distanced myself. I don't know why. I grew up and my palate changed. You know that whole thing, as you get older, your palate changes?
Number one topping to be placed inside of soft serve ice cream.
Butterfinger?
Butterfinger, undefeated. Wow. In my personal opinion.
Hey, whatever floats your boat. I was going to say, I forgot one. Oh, another honorable mention that I really like, and people give these candies away, Mr. Goodbar.
I've never had it.
It's basically, think of peanut M&M's except in chocolate bar form. That's what it is, without the little hard shell.
I don't want it.
You're like, get that shit out of here. Just throw it off the table. I was trying to think, we didn't mention Swedish Fish. Some people like Swedish Fish.
I don't know if I've ever had that.
They're okay. I think they're okay.
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
That's a classic, man. You can't go wrong with gummy bears.
Sour Patch Kids. You know, if you're into that, like, really sweet stuff. I'm trying to look at, like, all these different things. Some people, Lifesavers.
I like Lifesavers. Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers.
Can't go wrong with Jolly Ranchers.
Twizzlers.
Tootsie Pop, overrated.
Very overrated. I hate Tootsie Pops. I'm sorry.
Blow Pops?
Blow Pops are cool.
I like the Blow Pops.
But yeah, that's the top. I'm trying to think of, do you remember what's like the most ridiculous thing you got in your candy? Like somebody gave you, did someone ever try to give you like healthy options as a treat?
No.
I think I had that happen to me once.
I guess I gave kids Pop-Tarts a couple of years back. Kids probably looked at me like, what the fuck?
And then they were like, he gave us a whole Pop-Tart thing. That's funny. I think somebody one time tried to give me like an apple, and I was like, get that shit out of here.
Dang, bro.
Yeah. And you know, did your mom, whenever you did trick or treat, did she ever do the parent thing where she was like, let me look through the candy, make sure there's nothing dangerous in here?
I think that happened my first couple years. It didn't happen, and then it happened because there were probably news stories or people getting spooked, like, oh, there might be razors in there or something.
Gotcha. Yeah. I remember that.
Your mom looked through your stuff?
Every year at Halloween, we trick-or-treated. She was like, all right, let me look through it. And she would look through it and make sure nothing was like opened or whatever,
what
just to be
psycho
sick.
Psycho would put a razor blade in a...
Hey, you ever... I recently remembered this on a... Somebody said on a podcast. Do you remember back in the day, the scare with Tylenol? Remember that? Somebody had actually placed... In the assembly line, placed a cyanide pill in a bottle.
There was a documentary or a show about that.
Yep.
A while back.
It's whoever's crazy to do that.
It killed like 10 people or something.
Yep.
Right?
And then they had to like recall a bunch of shit. It was real wild.
Yeah.
Real wild. So make sure you check your candy before you eat it.
just eat it.
YOLO. But now it's about that time where we get into a not all here moment.
It's a not all here moment. I got one. It's not me. But it's real life.
Okay.
Did you hear
about
there's an MMA fight?
Okay.
Now, man versus women MMA fights are illegal in most of the world.
Makes sense.
But apparently in Russia, it's allowed.
What?
So in 2020, there was a MMA fight. In one of the sport's most bizarre moments, female MMA star... Darina Mazdyuk.
All right.
She fought. Now, Miss Mazdyuk weighs 135 pounds.
That's real small.
She fought Grigory Krychikov. Grigory Krychikov, who weighs 530 pounds.
What?
This is a real thing that happened in 2020.
That's like 3-4 different weight classes right there.
Yes.
Wow.
So her professional record was 4-1. His professional record, he didn't have one. He was a YouTube star, like a YouTube blogger. He had like 200,000 subscribers.
That's his record?
This is like Jake Paul before Jake Paul.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So he's this big, fat YouTube star. Uh-huh. They're like, yeah, let him fight the the chick. So the match lasted 90 seconds. Who do you think won?
I'm going to go for the underdog. It was the woman.
The woman won.
Wow.
There's footage of this fight. Whoa. You can pull up the footage. The footage is way more amazing than me telling you the story. Me telling you the story is not great.
Did she hit him with the 1-2?
She hit him with a lot. But what happened was he went down.
Uh-huh.
And have you ever seen a turtle like
on his back?
On his back?
Yeah.
That's basically what happened here.
He couldn't get up.
He fell down. But he was on his stomach, but he couldn't get up.
Oh, my.
He's so fat. He's so huge, right?
Yeah.
And she just gets on top of him.
And just start wailing on him. Wow.
She's just getting him in the head and just getting him in the head. And he's just like, he's just like this giant turtle.
He doesn't have the flexibility to reach behind him. Wow.
He's just like this giant turtle. And then he taps out.
Uh-huh.
But I think the ref.
Didn't see it. Oh.
The ref was like, wait, is he tapping out?
Or is he just moving?
The ref's like, well, let me just let him tap out for a little bit longer. Dude is just tapping out, and the fight's still going.
Oh, my God.
The tap out lasted longer than usual.
Wow.
But then I guess the ref was like, oh, okay. Shit, he's now, actually tapping out.
It was like, that's it. It's over.
And then the woman won.
Wow. But now it makes sense, because it's like you would think because the guy's so big that he's going to win. But really, he's just a YouTuber, and she's actually a fighter.
Yeah.
She knocked his ass out.
Yeah, man. So shout out to Darina Mezjuk.
Shout out to her.
She did her thing in that fight. Go watch the footage. It's amazing. You can easily find
it. Is it on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
The whole fight.
That's hilarious. It's only 90 seconds.
90 seconds long.
It's basically a TikTok video. Yep. That's hilarious. Well, damn, I should have let you go last, because mine's not that crazy. But so I have a not all here moment. This is actually from personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
So to backtrack a little bit, in the podcast, I talked about my last costume that I wore, which mm-hmm. was like that reggae, Rastafarian, whatever, mm-hmm. hippie or whatever. I don't know what the hell I was. I just didn't want to dress up. So I did what I did. So back in the day, in the college that we went to, kind of like most, I would say some cities, you kind of have colleges that are close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And literally there was another college that was, I guess people kind of saw as like you were rich or you were really smart to get into the college.
Right.
And it was literally like 10, 15 minutes away from our college. And every Halloween, they would have a Halloween party. It was a costume party. And that's actually the same party I saw that Bowser dude. He kind of dressed up like Bowser. I was like, yo, this motherfucker dope. But I remember a friend of ours was like, yo, we're all going to this college. Do you want to come? I was like, yeah. So me and like three other homies, we went. We were like getting there. We were partying, drinking, taking shots, having a good time. And in this college, they had these buildings that were dorms.
You were in college at the time?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was in college, yeah. And they had dorms, but in these dorms, whenever like all the, I guess RAs or whoever was over the building left, literally the rooms that were next to each other would be a different party in each room.
Mm.
And so there was like different music playing in different rooms, people, whatever, chilling, kicking it. So we're having a good time, super throat, super drunk. At the end of the night, like we didn't have a ride because our ride left earlier. So we're like, fuck, we got to walk back to campus or we got to walk back to wherever we were staying. And a friend of mine was like, oh, I know a friend who stays like 5 minutes from here. Let's just walk to his place. And so we were walking and I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, it's this way. You know, we're trying to follow like Google Maps or whatever. All of a sudden this girl comes out of nowhere from behind us.
Mm.
And like, she's like, I would say maybe 30 yards away and she's talking on the phone and she's getting real emotional on the phone. Mm. And I'm like, this is weird. And she's just like, I can't believe it. Just whatever. I'm like, oh, this shit's scary. Mm-hmm. This is real scary to me. And so then I tell my friend, I'm like, hey, let's walk a little faster. I don't want to be in this woman because I don't know if she's going to set us up or something or something. I was like, let's just keep walking. And all of a sudden, like the phone, you kind of hear her like click the phone or whatever. And you just hear her and you just hear, I hear like, and I'm like, what the fuck is that noise?
Mm.
And like, it's getting creepy. And then like, You know, I don't know if, do you ever have that feeling like something's like creeping up on you from like behind and you're like, okay, I need to walk faster and I need to, I don't know if you ever had that feeling as a kid or something.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Like something's reaching. You're like, oh shit.
Uh-huh.
And so I start walking faster. I'm like, yo, let's keep going. Let's keep going. I was like, I don't like that this woman's behind us. It's just weird. And he's like, and I'm just like, yo, let's just get to the house and let's get the fuck out of here. And I'm calling my sister, who actually was in college at the same time on her last year. I was like, hey, can you come pick us up? Like, I don't feel good right here. She's like, yeah. And my friend is like, yo, I think you're overreacting. I was like, no, we get the fuck out of here. We need to get the fuck out of here. I'm tired of this. Mind you, at the time, I was really throwed and really drunk. And I don't know what the fuck's going on. But my sister comes, picks us up, and she drops us off, whatever. And I'm like, yo, that girl behind it was so fucking weird. I was like, he was like, bro, like, were you not paying attention? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, that girl was crying. The girl was crying, making all these noises because I think she, her boyfriend or something, got into a fight with him or like argument. And I was like, oh, I thought she was trying to kill us or something like that.
What?
And yeah. It was also Halloween. I was scared. I was worried. And, but like, whenever, like, she was by herself, and I was like, this feels weird. Like, I don't know why. It just felt weird at the time.
Dang, bro.
And for her to, like, she came out of the side of, like, not of bushes, but, like, this grassy area. She just kind of, you know, and I was like, that ain't right. No. And I was so worried. But my friend at the time, we ended up getting to the house, and he was like, I think she was crying because she got into an argument with her boyfriend.
Right.
On the Halloween night at the party. And I was like, oh, no, no, I still don't trust her.
You must have been drunk as hell.
I think I was super thrown. I was super thrown. But sorry to that girl, you know.
Hey, man.
Hopefully, you know, she's found somebody, or if she's still with that person, if and they love each other a lot.
Hey, man. You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Hey, so, like, I'm telling you.
I mean, I guess late at night,
yeah,
you're drunk and a girl is behind you crying, somebody walking on the road. That is a little creepy.
It is a little creepy.
You really don't want to comfort her. You just want to walk faster.
Yep.
I get it.
Because I don't know this woman.
I know.
You know, you never know who's going to set you up and who's going to, you know, she could have been like, that was a trap. And then boom.
Boom.
Somebody else get you. But anyway, that's the podcast.
Everybody have a safe Halloween.
By the time this comes out, it'll Halloween be over. Hopefully
you had a safe Halloween.
Hopefully you had a safe Halloween, and you didn't drink and drive, and you took a Lyft or an Uber.
Yes.
Also, make sure that if you got kids, check their candy, and take a candy. You know, take a piece or two just for the services. That's the payment. But thanks for all listening and or watching. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to Not All Here Podcast on Instagram at Not All Here Podcast. If you're listening to Spotify or listening to us on Apple or Spotify, make sure you follow, subscribe, rate, and review. Really helps us reach out to new listeners. And make sure you follow Cool Ass People. Our personal pages, mine is It's Easy L. Jetty?
JRB the Producer on all social media platforms. Also, follow your dreams and follow.
And don't follow any random voices you hear.
Yeah.
Don't get too spooky. We'll catch you on the next one. Peace.